Recently, philosophers, unlike politicians, have not lingered over definitions, it's a little surprising, but have focused on the ticking bomb scenario, a hypothetical sketched by Jeremy Bentham in the 19th century, popularized in the 20th by Michael Walzer, and revisited by Alan Dershowitz in the 21st. Could it not be right to torture an uncooperative suspect credibly believed to know the densely populated urban location of a ticking bomb? The danger is imminent, the potential disaster great, potential victims innocent, helpless, and numerous, and the suspect uncooperative. This is usually presented as a one-off case, unique, unprecedented, and not precedent-setting. Yet it is hardly unusual for decision makers to think they confront a ticking bomb. Some bombs tick slowly and softly. In the so-called one-off case, there is implicit a policy. Citing Bentham, who reversed his initial opposition to torture, Dershowitz proposes bringing back legal warrants for torture, for ticking bomb emergencies. His goal is to substitute public accountability, to reduce the incidence of what now occurs, as he puts it, below the radar screen, with the participation of governments that officially disavow it. Such warrants would, of course, violate international conventions. If I understand him, Dershowitz agrees that torture is immoral, but thinks regulating it a lesser evil than a ban routinely violated covertly.